outside, ma, what's the locha? Mi yamrina, do I say, kivan di yaila kolta le mechitzoso, since you brought it inside, it was kolta mechitzos, that it has to be brought now inside. And if you bring it outside, there'll be a psul chutz. I might say, I don't know, maybe no, kivan the hada hada. Since Lamais, it started out to be a kedusha of a bamas yachid. So you were allowed to bring it outside, just you brought it inside. But maybe now that you take it outside, it's like it's always outside, there's no issa yaitse on it. So Mar says the Chura, Lav Haina, isn't this? Fluke to the Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef. This is the Machlokes, Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. We'll finish off the Masechta on the other side. So wait till the tape ends to the end. Wait till the end of this tape. And then turn over on the other side. We'll start. We'll finish off the last daf. Kupchof. The last shalom was again. The bottom word was again. Boy Reb Zero. Ulas Bamis Yochid. We have a korban ulah that was said to be brought on a Bamis Yochid. Now on that Kupchas, now on top. Sheikh Nisol Fnim. That they brought this Ulas Bamis into the Fnim, into the Kaidish. The Raytzion Echus, and they brought it outside again. Ma, what's the locha? Mi, I mean, do we say, Kivan the Ayla, since they brought it into the Bamis Gedolo, Samela Kota, La Mechitzasa. It was called to the Mechitza that now once is brought inside the Bama Gedola, it has to be brought there. And if you take it outside now, there'll be a Psal Yetzay. I don't know, maybe no. Kivan the other Hodar. Since the Mice at the beginning, this Korban was Hutash to be brought on the Bama's Yochid outside. And we're talking about now Bizman Hutar HaBamis. So you would have a right to bring it outside. Because what happened? You brought it inside. Senechnam, if you'd bring it inside, you could bring it inside. But now that you take it outside, maybe it's Hutar to bring it outside. That's the Shiloh. So that's the lachy, the psul yaitzi and this and that. Tomorrow says, Lav, isn't this? Hainu pluk to the rabbi of Rabbi Yosef. Isn't this the machlokes between rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? Titsinan, the learned to come on, Mila that says, Kodshe Kedoshim, if you have a korban, Kodshe Kedoshim, Noinu Rechatis, Sheshoch Tom Bedorim, if you made a shchit in the wrong place, instead of making it on Sefer on the north side of the Azara, you made it on the south side of the Azara, Slochu the shchit is Tzulam, Meilim Ren. Rochri is Lamais Bizanista Mila on this korban. And the Kiddush is that we do not say it's considered like it died, that the Yisra Mila goes off it, but now, since Lamais Shkita was done to it, it's considered like a Shkita on a korban, and therefore the Yisra Mila does not go off it yet. It still has a Din Mila on it. Inshallah, how you go over here, where the Bim Olu La Yerdu, but Iboilu, we have a question like this. Yerdu, let's say this meat now goes off to Mizbeach, Mao Shiyalu, do you have a right to put it back on again or not? On such Kodesh Kedoshim that the Shkit was done Bedorim. So Rabbi Amar Layalu. Rabbi says no. Rabbi says you cannot put it up again. Now Rashi learns here not the Shiloh is Yordu, Mao Shiyalu. Rashi says Tam, the Shiloh is such a korban that you made the Shkit to Bedorim, yet the Adin of Imolu, Yordu or not. Let's say now by mistake they put it on top of the Mizbeach. If the Rabbin of Yordu, you have to take it off to Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Omar, Layalu. Rabbi says, you have no right to bring it up. And it's sad you brought it up, you have to take it down. Rabbi Yosef Omar, no Yalu. Rabbi Yosef says, no, you'll have to leave it up there. It has a loch of Imolu, Layerdu. So Rashi explains, according to Rabbi, that the Shechita B'Dorim is Siddur Kemat, Kemanda Chan Kedami. Therefore, it's not Siddur Shit to go on to Mizbeach. Therefore, there'll be a din amolu yerdu. But according to Rabbi Yosef, the ma'aseh is called the shchita was done on the korban inside the azara, and therefore, even though it's a partial shchita, but amolu the din will be layerdu. So what says now we're showing now tiboyi the rabba, tiboyi the Rabbi Yosef. You can ask our shaylor according to both of them, both according to Rabbi and both according to Rabbi Yosef. Tiboyi the rabba. Can I have a shaylor according to Rabbi that he says that the shchita is dorim? Is it in his imolu? Imolu is yerdu. You have the psul. Is that kan lo kamarabel of the mizbeach? So only by the mizbeach does he says like it's not fit to go up on the mizbeach. Why? Because then the svar is the chosulei mekadish. The chosulei mekadish. At the mizbeach, what do we say imolu lo yerdu? Only something that's fit to the mizbeach, like with Hashem sukim before. So therefore he holds a shchitas bedorim is not called fit at all. It's not chazi for the mizbeach, and therefore the din is imolu and staki yerdu. But I tell you, have a mechitza, but over here, where you have this eilas from a bamis yochid, and now you brought it inside the panim. You brought it on the mizbeach, you brought it to the bamis gedolah.
it could be after Gavdolei Chosilei, even though this korban now was not really fit for the Bama Gedolo. It was Huktash to be put outside on the Bama Ketano, but so what? Still maybe Kolta. Maybe once you bring it inside to the Bama Gedolo, the mice it's Kolta, it takes it. And therefore, once it was brought inside, you would have to bring this korban inside now. And if you take it outside, maybe there would be a psul yotzei. So, kids, you have no raya from Rabbah. You can ask the shal according to Rabbah. Even though lechur you see the mizbech is not mekadesh, something that's not fit for it. So maybe here also, this korban is fit for outside, not for inside. But it could be a difference. Only the mizbech is not mekadesh if it's not fit. But maybe the mechitza, maybe the mizbech gedola, that is kolat, even though a korban was fit to be brought outside. But once you bring it inside, maybe it's kolta, so we have the shayla. The Moshe says, I do maybe like this. Even according to Rabbi Yosef, that you see, this korban, even though the shechita was done in the wrong place. But once it's on the mizbech, we leave it there, so the sfera of the mizbech is kolat it. So you want to say maybe here also the mechitza should be kolat it. I tell you no. Rabbi Yosef, maybe it's like this. And when does Rabbi Yosef say, only over there, where it's one place, chad mokum. Like a korban of the shechita was done in the Yazora. You have this Kodesh Kodoshim, Kodesh Kodoshim, that Yishmei the shechita on the Dorim. But a korban is in the Yazora. So therefore, since it's in the Yazora, therefore it's Kodesh, that once it goes on the Mizbech, you could leave it there. Avloch, maybe over here, to train Mekhaimus Nenu, that they're two different places. Like here, it's two different places. In other words, you of course Makdish this Oilas Abomis Yochid. You are Makdish to bring it outside. And now they brought it inside to the Mizbech, to the Mizbech Gedolah, so maybe it's not Kolot. Since the Chetchil was supposed to be brought outside, so even though you brought it inside, it's not Kolot to Mechitza. That maybe you have a right still to bring it outside, maybe there would not be a Psul Yotzei. So, right, maybe here Rabbi Yosef did not say it. I do maybe Leishonah, maybe there's no difference between one Makim and two Mekaymis. So therefore, Teiko, and Ram, we have this Sofik. So the first Sofik the observer is, about an oilas bomis yochid sheikh nisa lefnim v'yatziyo lachutz tzaka teiku, it's a good shayla whether there would be a psul yotzei on it or not. Now the Gemara says milsa dipshitele l'rabba v'chad gisa, something that was simple to Rabba on one way, or l'rabbi Yosef v'chad gisa, and to Rabbi Yosef it was simple to him the other way. I tell you miboyle l'rabbi Yanai, to Rabbi Yanai he had this for doubt. To Rabbi Yanai it was not so simple what to do. Because Deboyi Rabbi Yanai asked a shayla like this. Evrei oilas bomis yochit. What's going to be if you have the pieces of meat from an oila that was supposed to be brought on the bomis yochit outside? You have these pieces of meat before you burnt it. Sholu la mizbeach. That you brought it now inside the bomis gedola. You brought it inside the mizbeach. The yordu. And then you took it off the bomis gedola. Mal, what's the lacha? You have a right to bring it back up again or not? That was Rabbi Yanai's shayla. So l'chur, this is a similar shayla to before, that l'maisa it's doim with the kodesh kodashim, that the shechita was done b'dorim, and now you're putting it on top of the mizbeach, that we say yamalu yed or not. Here also, this shechita was done b'chutz in the bamis yochid. So negeh to the bamis gedola, it was in the wrong place, it was that the shechita was done b'dorim. So he asked us for shayla, what will be the din yamalu yed or not? So the mosque is like this. That if the fire did not grab hold of it yet, so that there is no shailah, will be a din of yordu. Ki tiboylach, where's my shailah? To mashlo bemor, if the ore got a hold of the meat already. So once the ore got a hold of it, now if it came down, or are you even allowed to leave it there? My, what's the lach ateku? And this shibyanei, blay by a suffix. That's what we must say now, even though Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef had a machlokes about this, whether you said Yerdu or not Yerdu, Rabbi Yanai has a philosophic. The case was Moshlem Bemor, he has a philosophic, whether it will be Yerdu or not Yerdu. So the Hindu Gemara says, Teiku, it's a good Shaila. And like Rashi says, this is blame with the case before, that since it was Huktash we brought on the outside, and they started to burn it on the inside, that's like a shechita that was done Bedorin, what's the lach of the meat, will be a dinamolo, la Yerdu or not. Now the Gemara says, itmar like this, shchitas laila b'bamis yochid. What's going to be the lach if they make a shchita at night time on a private bama? on a bomb gedola, we know it's possible. Shchita has to be dafka by yom and not balayla. What's going to be the loch if you made a shchita's laila b'bamis yachid? So the machlokes Rav Shmuel, chadom b'ksheira b'chadom b'psula. One says it's kosher, one says it's possible. And become mitlagi, but the Rebbe Loza, the Yagun Rebbe Loza is halacha. The Rebbe Loza, Rami Kroya Dodi. Because really, Rebbe Loza asked for stira, he has a stira in two psukim. The Ksiv 1 pasuk says in Shmuel that Vayoymer, Vagaratem, Golui, Eli, Hayoym, Edwin Gedela. Like you did terrible things, and now move from me a big stone today. Ksiv, another pasuk says, Vayoymeshol, Putzubom, v'yamartem lahem, that hagishu elai, come close to me, ish shayroi, v'ish shiehu, v'ish u'shecharatem bozeh, v'yachaltem, v'loisechutu l'ashem, lechol al eladom. And it says, v'yagishu kolom ish shayroi b'yodoi halaylo, v'yishchatu sham, v'yol brought their shodir, and they made a shchita b'laylo. So the first pasuk is mashma hayoyim. It says only a daytime. Mashmi have to bring a bomis yochid. The shchit has to be the daytime. Then the second pasuk says mashma that did it. It says biyadu halayla biyishkatu sham. Mashma that made the shchit at nighttime. So see, you're allowed to make a shchit at nighttime. So of course, machlokes haradashim need these two psukim. So mar one answers meshani kan bechul and kan bekodeshim. The one that says that by Kodshim you're not allowed to do it at night time, learns Anachnami. The first pasuk of Hayoyim is Dafka by Kodshim. Kodshim, even by Boma, Yochid has to be Dafka B'yayim. That's what the second pasuk says. They did it even at night time. That means by Chulin. Omar Mishani, one answer is no. Kan B'Kodshe Boma, Kedela, Kan B'Kodshe Boma Ketana. The other one that says, no, you're allowed to bring a Shechita B'Layla by Boma, Yochid learns Anachnami. The pasuk that says Balaila means even the Shechita Kodshim on a Bamis Yochid. But that the pasuk says Bayoim, that's talking about a Bamis Gedela. A Bamis Gedela, Echnami, that Padavka has to be a Shechita Bayoim. So Kitzel, this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is a totally Hayadash in these psukim. If we learn like this, Oilaz Bamis Yochid, you have a Korban Oilo that was Suktash to be brought on a Bamis Yochid. So Rav says, and tuna half shev nituach. You do not have to first skin the animal and cut it up. Rabbi Yechiel Nama, yes, tuna half shev nituach. You have to skin it first and cut it up before you put it. But the machlokes and above Miss Yochel by Korban Eilo, you need a half shev nituach. Then where it says, the Kamisluki, the Yagyu, the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yomer, that Oile, Sheikh Rivu Yisra ba Midbar, a Korban Eilo that Klais were bought in the Midbar. On their bomb is Yochid, and two and a half Shevinituach. You do not have to have the half Shevinituach. You do not need this Indian by the Korban Oilo to make fillet it first and then cut it up. Why? Saying half Shevinituach, Elo Miyoyim Maid V'Elech. It's only once you had the Mishkan, when they had the, like the Gdela, the Mishkan, then there was a mitzvah to use the half Shevinituach. But before the Mishkan, when the bomb is Yochid, our Oilo did not need a half Shevinituach. So it's like this. Masover, one learns, since my question we have between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, they both argue in Rabbi Yosef Lili. It's like this. Masover, one holds like this. Once you have the Mishkan up, it doesn't make a difference whether you bring it on the Bomb Gedolah, your Korban Eloh, or whether you bring it on the Bomb Ketana. The locker is, you always have to have Hefshev and Yituach. That's the way Rabbi Yechon would learn, that he learns that a Bamis Yochid that's brought on a Korban Eilo, that's brought on a Bamis Yochid, needs Hefshev Nituach. Because from the Ayin Moed onwards, you need it. Umasaba, Rav holds no, the Bamis Gedolim, you only have to have Hefshev Nituach on a Korban that's brought like the Mishkan on a Bamis Gedolah. But Bamis Ketana loy, but any Bamis Ketana from then onwards even, still you do not need a Hefshev Nituach. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kavosid Rabbi Yechanan. I bring your proof to Rabbi Yechanan Shita. Rabbi Yechanan says, yes, you need a hefshet from Nituach, even on a Boma, Bomas Yochid. It says like this, Devorim shebein Bom Gedolah Bom Ketana. What are the things that are the difference
between the Bama Gedola and the Bama Katana. So it says we had before was the Keren, the Keves, the Yisayid, the Ribua. That the Bama Gedola, the Yang Keren, the Yisayid, the Keves, the Ribua, the Bama Katana. This is one set of differences. That in the Bama Gedola you have to have a special Keren, the Keves, the plane going up, the Yisayid, the foundation, and the Ribua has to be a perfect square. Now another differences are Kiyo Vekanoi, like the water fountain they used to wash their hands from and their feet first, the Bama Gedola, and the Bama Gedola used to have the Kiyo and Kano there for the Kanoim to wash their hands and feet. But the Yain Kiyo Vekanoi, the Bama Katano, by Bama Katano, like we had before, you do not have to have Richutz, you don't have Raglayim, therefore you do not have to have Arkano Vekino either by Bama Katano. Chazor Vishoik, that by Korm Shlomim, they gave the Maton of the Chazor Vishoik to the Kohen. That was only by Bama Gedola, and the Bama Gedola used to give it to the Kohanim. But the Yain Chazor Vishoik by Bama Katano. But by Bama Katano, you did not have this Maton, you did not have to give the Chazor Vishoik to the Kohen. The rest of me is the same thing, Tnufa Lefnei Hashem, that says there, Tnufa Lefnei Hashem Ksivbu. So the Tnufa was only done on the Bama Gedola and not on the Bama Katano. Now, Devarim, it's clearly here. Devarim, Sheshavsa, Bama Gedola, Bama Katana. What are the things that they're alike? A Bama Gedola and a Bama Katana both have alike. What are they? Shchita, that the Shchita has both halacha, Shchita, Bama Gedola, Uktana. They both have the same halacha, Shchita, Bama Gedola, Bama Katana. Hefshe v'nituach, Gedola, Uktana. That there is a mitzvah to have Hefshe v'nituach. Even on the oila that's brought on a bomas yochid, still you have to have a hefshet v'nituach. And also dam matir, that is rikas adam, that's what's matir the bosa bachilo. And before zrikas also, it's shavah even by bama katana for this. Or mefago, dam matir mefago, bigdolo katana, both by bama gedola and bama katana, is rikas adam is what's matir the bosa bachilo, and therefore it could be mefago. It makes pickle also in the korban. Mumin uzman bigdolo katana. That a baal mum, a behemoth that's a baal mum, whereas the zman, when is the zman tidit? Let's say a korban shlomim has 2 days and one night, and that shava, zman, mumin, uzman, bigdolo katana, they're both shava, we don't find there's a difference. So kitzur, this bryce here is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that by bomis yochid, when you brought a korban oilo also, it was the mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach. Now the Mishnah says, "Avonoiser v'yazman v'yatomei shavim b'zer b'zer." But the parsha of Noiser of the zman when to eat the korbanis and the tomei cannot eat it, it shavim both by Bama Gedola and by Bama Katana. So the Gemara says, "Now Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. Minayin, how do we know? Lasa is zman v'Bama Katana k'b'Bama Gedola. The same zman you have to eat the korbanis by Bama Gedola. The same zman applies to Bama Katana." Let's say a shlomim you can eat only 2 days and one night, or a chatish can only do 1 day. How do you know this? So Amr Torah, the Torah says, lo yisarif, Amr Torah, lo yisarif. If you leave it overnight, this turns reifa. This is in parentheses here. Some say Nagor said, but we have it, lo yisarif, to pigul yisarif. A korban's pigulus you have to burn. So ma pigul possible bama, af lon possible bama. That's one swear to say. They both apply by a bummer that there would be a psalina. If you leave it overnight a long time, you have to burn it. Whereas the guest is like Sachaber Zoo, the what? Maybe not like that. The Omra Torah Lan Yisarif, the Yotzi Yisarif. The Torah says you leave the meat overnight, it becomes noisome, you have to burn it. And there's also a psal of the Yotzi. If you take it outside the Azara, you have to burn the meat. There's a psal Yotzi. So the psal maybe say like this, Ma Yotzi Koshim Abama. Just have you take it outside its place, in the bum it's kosher, there's no din mechitzas by a bum it's yochin. Any place you take it, it's okay. So ma yotzi, like the psul yotzi going outside the mechitzas. Kosher by bum, by a bum katana. There are no mechitzas in any place it's kosher. So I tell you, aflan, kosher by bum, hu adin by a bum katana. If you leave the meat overnight, there's no zman when you can eat it, there's no psulan, you can still eat it even later on. So how do I know to say, how does the Mishnah know to say, there's a psul noiser by a bamas yochid? So Mora says, for lav kavachoymu, isn't it really a swar like this, a kavachoymu, a swar like this? Lav kavachoymu, my yifis. As we have a kavachoymu, from yifis, from birds. Ma yifis, shayna mum paisu behem. Just like by an oif, there's no psul.